Hey everyone, Avery Hutt here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that inner stoic confidence you know you've got. Today, we're diving into something super important: nurturing your mental health through mindfulness and meditation. You know how life can get, right? A whirlwind of deadlines, commitments, and constant notifications vying for your attention. It's enough to leave you feeling frazzled and mentally exhausted. Ever get that feeling like your mind is running a marathon while your body's just trying to keep up? That's where mindfulness and meditation come in. They're like those power naps for your brain, helping you recharge and regain control. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some hippy-dippy mumbo-jumbo, hear me out. We're not talking about chanting Om and wearing tie-dye though, no judgment if that's your thing. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on autopilot mode. And meditation? It's just a structured practice that helps you cultivate mindfulness. There are tons of different techniques, guided meditations, breathing exercises, body scans. Find what works for you. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Your brain is like a muscle. Just like your biceps need a workout, your mental muscles need training too. Regular meditation strengthens your ability to focus, reduce stress, and regulate emotions. It's not about emptying your mind, it's about learning to observe your thoughts without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, they come and go, but you remain grounded. 2. Stress is a sneaky saboteur. We all experience stress, it's part of life. But chronic stress can wreak havoc on your physical and mental well-being. Mindfulness helps you become more aware of those stress triggers, the deadlines, the traffic jams, the endless scroll through social media, so you can respond to them more effectively instead of reacting impulsively. Remember, taking a deep breath and finding a moment of calm in the midst of chaos is like hitting the reset button. 3. Self-compassion is your superpower. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, practice self-compassion, treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember that setbacks are opportunities for growth, not reasons for self-criticism. 4. Mindfulness isn't just for gurus. You don't need to be a Zen master to benefit from mindfulness. Start small, maybe try a 5-minute meditation session each day, or simply focus on your breath while you walk or eat. The key is consistency. Even a few minutes of dedicated practice can make a world of difference over time. 5. Embrace the journey. This isn't about achieving some ultimate state of enlightenment. It's about showing up for yourself every day, learning to navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience, and cultivating a sense of inner peace that radiates outwards. Okay, imagine this. You're rushing to work late as usual, traffic is a nightmare, and you just spilled coffee all over your shirt. Sounds familiar? Now, how do you react? Do you spiral into a panic attack, cursing the universe and everyone in it? Or do you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation without judgment, and say to yourself, okay, this is happening, I can handle this. Maybe even laugh it off with well, at least it's not my hair. You see what I mean? That's mindfulness in action, staying present, managing your emotions, and finding a little humor even in the midst of chaos. So, remember, nurturing your mental health is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Ready to rock that inner stoicism? Remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness is about being present, stress management is crucial, self-compassion is your superpower, start small with your practice, and embrace the journey. You've got this. Let me know how you're finding these daily doses of stoic wisdom. Share your thoughts on social media, tag me at Avery Hutt Stoicism. Let's build a community of unshakable confidence together. Until tomorrow, keep calm, stay focused, and unleash that inner power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.